speak.
I mean, you're not going to be in that stance for an hour.
What? Why, maybe I will.
Because it's ridiculous.
Right.
All right, then.
Whoever wants to start this can start it.
Still depressed, James?
No. Right, start it better than that.
He's like, I don't like that start. Start it differently.
The following podcast contains three mates talking shit over some beers. As you can imagine, the language can get a wee bit hairy from time to time. So, get involved. Grab a beer and join us at Drunk Therapy, the podcast.
More than usual. Do you know what it is? I took an ADHD online test a few weeks ago.
You got ADHD?
It said that I did.
Yeah, you do.
Right, but less than what my friend has. So they've got twice as much as me. And I don't understand the spectrum, but they're going through a self-diagnosis, private diagnosis, which the BBC did a programme about recently, and it fuck knows if you go private, they fuck you over anyway. But I've said to them that whatever you get, give me half, and hopefully it helps calm my mind a wee bit, because my mind is just fucking going everywhere right now, man.
But the ADHD medicine, is that not the one that if you don't have it and you take the medicine, it like keeps you up for days, and it's like proper like fun party drugs?
I'm too ignorant to it. I know that there's a thing called Ritalin.
Ritalin, Adderall, Ritalin's the same thing.
Your American students take.
Yeah.
Just the crappiest South Park joke I remember in the world was the episode where they all get prescribed to Ritalin, and then the antidote to it was a drug called Riddle Out.
That's quite good.
I think you have ADHD. You know why?
Why?
Because me and you are very similar, and I think I have ADHD, but I'm kind of just living my life with it. Like, I have not. No. Genuinely, like, every time I see someone, and the internet just gives you access to shit that you don't need to see, but you know, you always see someone going, here's her when I found out I had my diagnosis, and they just describe your life, and you go, I've got ADHD.
I think that there's a lot of people on the spectrum, and right now, to explain, if we are similar, we've got a lot of energy, we're active, we go fucking mental places in our mind, and we've no filter when we're out, but things in your life anchor you to keep you from being as mental, Shane, as you want to be, usually.
Yeah, I think
you still got a bit of leeway, but I have no anchors in my life right now, so my mind's just fucking going mental places.
Oh, right, that sounds fun.
James, I don't think you've got ADHD, because we're similar people, and I don't think I've got ADHD.
Nah, you've got ADHD as well.
Right.
If you're a white man that does a podcast, you've got ADHD.
He does not have ADHD, but do you know what he does have? A better sounding microphone than us. You noticed that?
I don't use headphones because I thought I sounded sexy.
Stick your cans on for a second.
I thought I sounded sexy, and then I listened to myself today, and I don't think I do sound sexy.
See, you and me sat in the studio this time last week,
like he's in a radio studio, and we're in a fucking cupboard.
I done those predictions last week at the end of the episode, and I was like, one of the ones was James will complain about the quality of the studio, and he didn't. It's like he's bottled it all up for tonight.
I can't even hear myself.
Yeah,
can you guys hear me? Why can't I hear myself? I'm going to take these headphones off.
That's a bit not. Oh, there we go, I'm back. Listen, mate, it's okay. You can sound better on this.
Oh.
It's not as if we need it.
No, I'm just trying to get my levels. We should have done this beforehand. Why can't I hear myself? I feel like Eminem when he's like, I've got no snare in my headphones.
Just take them off.
Okay.
Right, there you go. It's back in the room. Anyway, so that's good. That's my update. What's happening with you guys?
But, like, are you going to go to a doctor to find out that you got ADHD?
Fuck no, man.
Are you scared that you do? Are you scared that you don't? Or are you scared that there's a label? Or is there a reason why you wouldn't?
Because fucking boring, isn't it? The NHS is fucked, and I would be waiting about 3 years on a diagnosis.
Yeah, true. And then I genuinely think I've got ADHD, but I don't. I'm at the stage now where
do you know why I now think you've got ADHD? Because you won't shut the fuck up about having ADHD.
And we need to caveat
but it's
this.
It's not like veganism.
They caveat this.
Like, it's not like veganism.
No, but until recently, people wouldn't have been like all about it. People wouldn't have been like, now, you know what I mean? Like, I think in the world, you wouldn't have, 2 years ago, you wouldn't have gone, yeah, I think I've got ADHD. I think there's still a stigma attached. But I think now it's just like, fuck it, who cares? We're all broken in some way.
There's no stigma around it, but it also...
There was, though.
See, for people...
I reckon.
See, for people that have ADHD, they probably think, oh, man, this is just everybody wants this now. Like, it's trendy.
Yeah.
It's trendy to say.
Do you think you've got veganism as well?
Anyways, how are you guys?
Fine.
Good.
Good chat, mate. Good chat.
That's something that someone with ADHD would say, isn't it?
I got locked out of my house the other night, right? I'm recently married.
Yep.
And Marla's mum loves me. She thinks I'm really cool. She's a lovely lady. But I had brownie points, as many brownie points as I'd ever need. So the other day, we go for a thing called whānauis, or whānauis, which is like, you know, like family wees. So when you take the dog out for the last piss, it's like 11:30 at night. No one wants to go out by themselves. So we took the dog out together. Marla didn't bring a key. So I'm in a towel because I just got out of the shower, in a towel outside, locked out of the house, right? You got the key? No. Fuck's sake. I'm in a towel. Dog's out there. So I have to go around the front to the main street in Glasgow, ring the doorbell. They let us in, but they don't let us in the door. So I'm stuck in the hallway of my flat. Our spare key was across at my neighbour's house, Danny, other Danny, but he was in New York. We had another spare key that was another flatmate's house, and she was in Belfast. So we go, fuck, it's 11:30 at night. I'm in a towel. We can't get into our house. We either kick the door down, but I'm in bare feet, and I've always wanted to kick a door down. I think it'd be fucking awesome, but I don't want to do it in bare feet. I think that would hurt. You know what I mean? Like, if you're doing it, you want to feel awesome about it. You don't want to be like, oh, fuck, I've sprained an ankle. So the only option was to ring Marla's mum, who lives...
She's a locksmith.
No, she's got a spare key.
Yeah.
But she lives.
Oh, she had shoes on. She
kick a door down, yeah.
You want to kick a door down? No. So she's 45 minutes away, right? So we ring her up, keep ringing her. Phone doesn't answer because she's asleep.
The phones don't necessarily answer. That's not their job. It's
No. But she doesn't answer the phone. She's asleep.
That would be a good invention, the self answering phone.
Up. So I'm ringing her,
Jane's telling a really cool story here, right?
That's better than your. How are you going?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. So anyway,
fucking. We remember last week, what was it? Zen Buddha Shane.
Aye, Gandhi Shane's gone.
But we got.
He's had three beers this week.
So we get in touch with her, and I have to ring because Marla's like, "I'm too scared. I'm too scared. She'll be angry at me. She won't be angry at you." So I'm like, "Hello," and she's like, "What? Are you by chance driving around my house?" And she's like, "No, I'm in bed." I was like, I'm locked out. Would you be able to come in?
So she didn't answer you, but she answered Marla.
No, she answered
me. Does she also, when she drives around Glasgow, have your key round her neck?
No, but I knew she was in bed, but I just wanted to, like, cutely, but not too cute, because I've just woken her up. So I had to actually, at the start, say, no one's died. Like, it's all right. But so she comes 45 minutes up the road, bring the key. And I'm sitting there in a towel, and there's in our flat we've got, like, most of the people are cool, most of the people are, like, friends and stuff, but there are some people that aren't, and they just were, like, walked past and didn't even reference the fact that I'm just in a towel and jandals and fucking nothing else. Like, wait, well,
can we not rewind back to about 100 episodes ago where you used to walk through the middle of town in Glasgow with a towel around your waist?
Aye, but I'd have a t-shirt on, so this was not even that. This was, like, fresh out of the shower kind of.
Good callback.
Yeah, it was good. It's like we haven't had, like, 9 years in between podcasts.
Go back, master. That was a great episode.
So anyway, she comes, and we're locked out for, like, probably 2 hours at this stage. And she walks around the corner. She slams the door. She's fucking raging. She is absolutely fuming. Like, we thought she'd calm down a wee bit by the time she, you know, calm down on your journey. But she arrived and walked around the corner. And Marla's like, you gotta go in front of me, you gotta block me, she won't be angry at you, won't be angry at you. And she turns around and she just starts pissing herself laughing, because I'm in a towel. So that was basically the highlight of my week.
Sabita, that was the name of Marla's mum.
That is the name of Marla's mum, I said it about 2 minutes ago.
I spent that whole story trying to remember the name of Marla's mum there, and I'm very impressed with myself.
Well, when she listens to this podcast.
But can we, family wees?
I found our wees. No, it's a dog person thing. So if you've got a dog right now, you'll know the last wee of the night is fucking horrible, because you've got to take them outside and it's...
Oh, is that how he ended up locked out?
So the dog...
Let him finish explaining that.
I said not listen to the start of that story. Yeah.
So if you've got a dog, right, you don't want to take him... Lady Sniffington the Third's our dog. And you don't want to take... Fuck off, don't you do that face. You've known that for ages.
It's a Tory dog, isn't it?
How's that a Tory dog?
Well, it's called Lady.
No, but it's Lady Sniffington the Third because she's a Steffy. No fucking property. Tory has a Steffy. No Tory has a Steffy. Steffy is not a Tory dog.
Stella blocked account on Instagram for me, that.
But anyway,
I'm not accusing you of being a Tory. I'm accusing your dog of being a Tory.
But don't do that, because I raised that dog. So you're kind of saying that I fucked up as a dog owner by having a dog that's trying to, you know, ruin the stock market or the
family wees.
So the last dog, right, the last pee is at nighttime. In Scotland, it's mostly raining. So it's just a horrible thing to do, because the dog fucking sniffs around for like 15 minutes. And you also... So we do it on our like back driveway, which is stones and stuff. But we're getting the roof redone at the moment, so all the driveway's taken up. So we have to go on the actual concrete, and there's a flat right next door. So we're sitting there at 11:30 at night, and we can see their lights on in the bedroom. We're going, do poos, do poos.
Why do you need to go together?
Well, because no one wants to go, so it's not fair for one person to go. So we go as a team. It's like a family.
What's the actual name you gave that there?
Whanauis. That means family in New Zealand.
Right.
So it just means like team peas. Everyone goes together and you all look like dafties going fucking doo-wees, doo-wees, doo-poos. But like now we're doing it next to someone's bedroom and it's so fucking awkward. You're sitting there going, like you don't want to say it out loud, but the dog's not pooing unless you say 100 times, doo-poos, doo-poos, doo-poos. And it's outside their bedroom window. Granted, it's a car park, but like it's still... Yeah, so that's fine, always.
My depression and ADHD stacks up next to this. That's fucking, like, you know what I mean? Tell me more, James.
Aye.
Yeah, I hate dogs. Like, that part of the dogs, genuinely. Yeah. Like, see, having to take them out, because they look at you and you feel guilty and you're like, nah, thing is, man.
This dog's pissed on my carpet, so if we can just piss on your floor at night.
You know what it did today while I was out? Because I've been out.
It didn't piss on my carpet when it wasn't in. No, the house,
it
had your spare key.
Right.
My husband brought it.
Spare key. Come and get.
Yeah, it had the shit.
Oh, fuck,
why would
car?
James have my spare key?
Anyways, what are we doing? we enjoying ourselves. Student unions, eh?
Fucking everyone's young here, aren't they?
Yeah. Do you know, I put in our topics chat, because I'm trying to get that up and running again.
Get this going, man.
£82 squandered was one of the things I put. Can you think what that would be? Well, oh, Jesus.
No.
Didn't mean it.
That's another story we can't tell.
Not my intentions.
Great night in the sub club.
40. No, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Were you not? No.
I was thinking about the G word. The 41
G word.
That's why I didn't say it.
More than
good thing we know how to do. Beep.
Yeah, more than £82.
Whereas I went for sub club.
No, I was thinking more.
Four drop.
£41 each for us to not run a half marathon next weekend.
Fuck. Do you know they wouldn't let me do a refund?
Did you try?
I cancelled it because I was just sitting there and I was going, "There's no chance I'm going to make this." We signed up for a half marathon.
Months ago.
Fucking, he signed up for it first, and then I texted him about 3 months ago and said, "Mate, I'm doing this." And we tried to run.
Yeah, running shit.
Running is pretty piss. Yeah. You've ran marathons before, so you know how shit running is.
See, when you're in the vibe and you enjoy running, it's all good. But see, when you get a bit older and a bit fatter and a bit slower,
yeah,
it's rubbish. It's fucking horrible. I run at the moment and it's just, I used to enjoy it. It used to give me endorphins. It was awesome. Now I just feel like I'm getting overtaken by like fucking 12-year-old girls at, you know, through the park, and you're going, "I'm not very good at this."
That didn't bother me. Like, I done catch the 5K during lockdown, which, but I didn't mind it.
Everybody liked running during lockdown. Yeah, it was a release.
Because there was nothing else to do.
The only thing to do, it was so, like, you're allowed out once.
It was government mandated.
Couch the 5K during lockdown. I tried a thing twice, which is this thing called Markathon, where you need to run every day, or try and run every day during December. And both times I stopped halfway through during December because it was shite. So I signed up for the half marathon off the back of the last Markathon, thinking that when I come back from that trip to New Zealand in February, that I need a target, I need a goal.
Yeah.
It's nice to have goals. And that...
Why is it called Markathon?
Because it was a guy called Mark that came up with it.
Fucking... And he named it a Markathon?
Yeah.
Well, no, someone else dubbed it. He basically... To give the background, because it was explained, basically he ran 5K a day every day... And fucking just say November or something. So
December it is.
I know, but I think that he ran it, and then his wife decided that she was going to do it, okay. And she was going to name it after him. So it was like run for 25 minutes or run for 5K.
Yeah.
And then there's a community spawned across the world doing this. And it, to be fair, it's quite fun. You get into a wee community spirit. People like your runs and everything, and you get a wee buzz out of it. But by day 11, you're like, I don't give a fuck if Mary, who I've never met, likes the fact that I've went a run today. I'm not going to fucking run.
Plus, is the fact, and the whole point is it's December, so it's like icy and slippy and all that stuff. Man. But it makes it shite, and that was like, it was the day the World Cup final was when I jacked it last year, because it was icy, and I was like, I'm not going to go out and potentially like break my neck, because if you're out running and it's icy outside and you fall, every single person is just going, good. Like, haha. And then you would go to a hospital and they would be like, arsehole, I'm annoyed that I'm having to treat you. So that was math. I never really get out of that thought process when I started training for that half marathon. Plus, it just hurts. Like, it properly hurts to run.
There's no recognition for running either. Like, there's no kudos to doing it.
I send this every time. Well, it's been a while now, but I don't know if you remember this. James, in the group chat, if like you were doing a 10K or somebody was doing a charity thing, and it would be like, hey, I'm doing this thing, sponsor me. Go on to YouTube and put in Doug Stanhope charity and just watch that stand up routine. And that's all about people who run doing something for charity and realising that they go for like a 10K run and get no kudos for it. But
the thing is, everyone does a 10K run and most of the time it's more of an impressive thing than you doing a 10K run. You know what I mean? It's like someone with no legs is doing it blindfolded in a wheelchair backwards, and that's impressive. But like, if you're like an able-bodied man that's just 5 years older than you want to be, that's not that cool. That's not even an impressive distance. That's an hour out of your day.
That was a fucking mental description you just gave.
Yeah.
Why?
A person with no legs, blindfolded backwards in a wheelchair.
I thought it was very descriptive.
It was very descriptive.
But that's
just
like, if someone was doing that, you go, oh, fair play, that's a decent effort. But if you were to do it, I'd be like,
immediately I would question why they're going backwards.
Because it's for charity. Like, you need to step it up.
Like,
that
someone
many people
with no
have
legs
done
blindfolded is not already impressive enough. They have to go backwards.
Well, I reckon maybe they're going backwards logistically so they don't face plant if something goes wrong.
Maybe. What I was going to say there is, I remember, I don't know if you were working at the time, Shane, I remember doing the Great Scottish Run years ago. It's probably about 2017. And I remember I either got a picture or someone filmed the ending of me going through, and I had this vision inside my head that running past the finish line would be this moment of glory, and my face would be lit up and I'd be all like that. And I swear to God, I was the most stony faced, depressed I've ever fucking looked in my life. And from that point, I've been like, what the fuck did I do this for? It's good to get a sense of achievement, and running a half marathon would be great, but I'd rather do 10 minutes in a cross trainer, effectively burn more calories and then shape my body the right way that I want it, rather than fucking building up for 12 weeks for what, one and a half hour run in Edinburgh nonetheless.
So it's supposed to be, we're two in our 30s now, aren't we?
Edinburgh half's supposed to be quite flat and so that. Even the fact that you both signed up for a half marathon's proper like midlife crisis chat, especially like if we go from the start of the podcast back in the day.
Yes.
You would never fucking, you would hate you.
To be fair.
Oh, he would hate you. Imagine Danny now versus, we should get some of the best sound bites of Danny. None of us will do it because it involves what?
I was thinking recently, I think I actually listed it as one of the topics in our topics group chat, as was best of, and it was for that exact reason. Don't worry, it sounds fine. Was that I've noticed more and more podcasts do a best of, and it was kind of like almost like a good starting point for somebody who's late. We were like 100 episodes in.
No, we're not.
No, we're only like 50.
But what would our best bits be?
But this was
weird because we haven't done a podcast in so fucking long. It'd be like, hey.
I was showing someone on our TikTok today, and I know that we've mentioned Jean McCarry twice, but she was like, oh my God, that was you guys that did the Jean McCarry stuff. I've seen that. And I'm like, fucking was, man.
Yeah.
That would be our best bits, just that.
No, because there is more, but this was the thing. It was like, I can't remember what podcast it was, but it was somebody well known, and even they now have best ofs, because it's like, if you turned around to someone and went, oh, you should listen to this podcast, and there's over 100 episodes, and they go, I don't really know where to start. You could go, oh, there's a best of, and that's where that could be like your introduction to what it is. And I was like, oh, we should do that. And then I realised that I just can't be fucked.
Do you know what that is? then we should label this now.
Can people just tell us the best of?
No, but like that idea.
Oh, we just call this episode the best of?
No,
it's
no.
It's not a bad shit.
That's also, should this we just reminisce? Shit,
but this
reminisce?
Episode might be shit, yeah.
Or we could just reminisce and all the good stuff. And I like telling stories, but what I was going to say is, right, see what you just said, we should label that as the £82. Whenever we come up with an idea that we know we're not going to follow through, we'll just say £82.
Yeah.
That's... Because we're not going to make a best bits, let's be honest.
I still kind of like, would I try? Maybe I would try.
You'd be able to. The skills you've learned, I think you're in a place now.
You would think I would be capable, technically.
You could do it. If there's one person there, it's fucking half marathon running Denny's.
It's more the admin of trying to fish out those best bits. The turning point was the Reg episode.
The polis.
Yeah.
The polis. The one where we found out you could, like, legally piss in an alleyway.
That seemed to be the one that people kind of liked us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, obviously, you would need to put the Isa and story in.
Aye.
But even the Reg is
the
just
the dominatrix,
like,
stuff with Megara was pretty good.
But we can't just name episodes. We need bits.
I know, that's why we're saying them, so you write it down and then get them and then like prove how good you are now at your job.
When I guessed the name of Amy Matthews' pet was
yes, good. Yes. Listen, how shite is it though? Like when you get into a sitcom, right, and you get to like episode 18 and they start flashing back to stuff. And you're going, oh, fucking, and you just. Back in the day you had to watch it because you didn't have the option, but you just skip through it now. Let's not turn this episode, the second episode, back
down memory lane
into that, because people
think that time when we were good.
They were like, people were like, oh, these guys had one episode back and then went back into the archives for the second episode.
Can we not use that as a damn indictment of how much we need our beloved topics?
Yeah, topics.
And what else is on the fucking topics list? Oh,
hey man, listen, I enjoy the £82. But I don't want to...
Depressed pigeon. What the fuck does depressed pigeon mean?
Oh, this is a thing I seen the other day. So I walk through George Square, and when you walk through George Square, you're working back, there's always pigeons trying to shag other pigeons. There's also quite a lot of decapitated pigeons, because seagulls
eat them. They take their heads off. Yeah.
Is that because the seagull stuff that they usually eat isn't there because more people aren't in town anymore?
No, I just think seagulls are wee cunts. Stop trying to say it's global warming. Seagulls are wee pricks.
No, it's because Glasgow city centre's just been fucking gutted. Have you noticed that over the past few years? Even Sainsbury's don't have as much chicken.
Town's quite busy these days, and I'm still seeing beheaded pigeons fairly often.
Maybe they got a wee taste for it during the pandemic.
Yes, but I seen
they no longer go for fish and chips. They're just like, give us the good shit. We want the protein.
If you're not seeing a beheaded pigeon or a seagull that's yearning for the days of Greggs.
Have I not told you guys, the first thing I saw when I got to Scotland was a beheaded pigeon, and the head was there, and I thought it was like a thing that a human had done, because it was like under the bridge, you know, like what's the bridge where the trains come near the on the Clyde?
Central Station.
That bridge. So I was running under there, and it's like it can be a bit junky-ish over there, or like, you know, addict-y. Yeah. And so
Snappy
I thought someone had literally bitten the head. I thought like Ozzy Osbourne had been there, bitten the head off a fucking pigeon, because it was just a dead pigeon, and it was just, I didn't know seagulls ate them until I saw it happening about a year later, and I was like, oh, that's wholesome then.
Yeah,
it's way better a seagull eating a pigeon than some cracked out cunt eating a pigeon. I think.
I agree.
Good. Tell us about your depressed pigeon.
I can't remember now. It was, so when you're walking through George Square or anywhere where there's pigeons, you'll always see like a bull, I think, is a male pigeon, and it's doing the whole,
is that the one that's going
puffed up? Yeah, the neck will be puffed up, and it's doing its kind of I want to mate with you dance. So I was watching a couple of pigeons like pursuing female pigeons whilst doing that, and then in amongst it there's just this old, pure fucked, scruffy pigeon, and I was like, do you think you get depressed pigeons? Because that one wasn't being bullish and trying to do anything, it just looked like it gave up.
Yeah, but maybe it was sexy old pigeon, you know, maybe it was like Chris Christopherson pigeon.
Also earlier today,
fucking touring different cities and playing old songs and talking about being in Blade.
Turn the page.
Topic of musing over animals, I was also wondering earlier if ducks could spit.
I mean, they can take water in their mouth and then probably,
but
like,
can they spit?
Don't know if they have saliva. Well, let's take the pigeon thing first, because
can pigeons spit?
One animal,
they can definitely be depressed, I'd imagine. Right. Yeah, I mean, because let's be honest, do you know this is a sad,
but they can fucking fly.
This is a sad fact about pigeons, right? Pigeons for thousands of years were domesticated by humans to perform human tasks. Send messages and all that. So, and that's why they're...
Pay my taxes.
Present Saturday night takeaway.
That's why they're so easily trainable, see, for people that have ducats and stuff, you know, and they do races. But pigeons were domesticated, and then at some point, probably around the time of the telegram, we decided to patch them. So pigeons have been left by humans who domesticated them and were pals and all that, looked after them for the past 200 years, and they've no fucking idea what they did.
Guys, I can still send letters, and we're like, nah, we got emails. They're like, see that thing in your hand, that phone thing? I can do that. And you're like, nah, you can't. I can
that,
do it.
That pigeon's probably about 200 years old, going, oh, fucking good old days. I tell you, youngsters, it's brilliant. It used to feed us all our rice and bread, you know. The statues and everything for us, it was fucking great, the glory days. Pigeons haven't got an identity anymore.
That might be the most interesting thing anyone's ever said in this podcast. Well done.
But also, like think of the things that have replaced them over the years. You got the telegram, then it was like
email.
Letters, emails. Now you got this thing that you can take into the toilet to shit with you. Imagine back in the day, someone's just taking a pigeon into shit. Entertain me, pigeon.
Like, see, honestly, to fuck with your mind, that's what ChatGPT is to us. See, in 200 years, we're going to be walking around depressed as fuck, like getting seagulls eating our head in the middle of Glasgow city centre because we have no fucking purpose.
Even when Shane said there, like when we were talking about pigeons, you said pigeons can be depressed, and Shane went, but they can fly. That's like a point. Like, they can fly, they could go anywhere, they could fly.
Why are they
in George Square then?
Getting eaten by seagulls.
Because they're depressed.
It's because there'll be bigger predators that can eat them elsewhere. I don't know how low down pigeons are in the food chain, but
chickens.
But pigeons just get shat on, man. No, genuinely, do you think if you put a pigeon, do you know, like an exotic Costa Rica or something, right? I don't know if they have pigeons, but I'd imagine their bird species are a wee bit more colourful and better. If you plopped a pigeon down in Costa Rica, do you think the random Costa Rican would go, ah, that's fucking beautiful, man?
Shane, educate James on kia birds.
Oh, they eat stuff. I think I've talked about this in the podcast, like, you really fucking jizzed over them. I don't know why you like them so
fucking
much. Maybe
awesome.
I'm just used to them.
It's a pigeon, but it's a parrot.
Right.
Aye, but it's
parrots,
also like,
it's also like
a wee bit of a, like a wee fucking meth head. So what it does is, like, any rubber on anything, it goes and eats. So, like, if you park your car and leave it, it will start stealing, like, the windscreen wipers off your windscreen.
So is it addicted to rubber?
I just think it likes it.
It's properly...
Like, I think it's just bored.
It's just
it used to take
confident. Like, it's just it's just bold. Like that.
It's like you on a night out. I think
it's a pigeon, but it's a parrot. Really?
You're a pigeon. It's like a pigeon, parrot, fly version of you. Just like, instead of talking to randoms, it's just
and
eating
it's
rubber.
Bold, and it'll just come up to you and go, "I want that." Like, give me that. And it's dead. Honestly, it was dead clever. So I was sitting in Arthur's Pass.
Yeah,
and I bought an apple because I needed fruit at this stage of the holiday, and I was eating this apple, and this kia bird landed, a massive fucking parrot landed on the table I was sitting
at. How big are we talking?
9 foot.
Like a pterodactyl.
And it just
probably
came
a foot off the table.
It just walked over and started like taking chunks out of my apple. and I was sharing the apple, so I would take a bite and then I would let the bird tear into it. Nice. But what would then happen would be that when I would go to take a bite, my phone was on the table and I had like a bottle of water on the table, and it would knock the bottle of water over, so that when I went to pick up the bottle of water, it would take a bite out of the apple because I was distracted.
Clever.
It would then try and like drag my phone off the table for the same thing, so you're distracted and going, oh fuck, I need to get my phone, and it would then be going for the apple again. So I'd put my phone in my pocket, put the water away, and then what happened after that was I would go to take a bite out the apple and the bird would like nibble, but playfully, not aggressively, like nibble my arm, so that you were still doing something to be like, hey, fuck off, you wee bastard. And it would be like, hey, I want some of that. It was, honestly.
What happened when you finished the apple?
I killed the bird.
You bit its head off like a fucking seagull and let it know that it's destroyed it the food
and
chain.
Took my half of the apple back out. And no, it was just in terms of wild animal encounters.
But is there pigeons over there?
Is there pigeons over there? I can't remember seeing any.
Nah, yeah, so they exist.
If you dropped a pigeon over, maybe it's not as exotic as Costa Rica, but is it a novelty then?
A pigeon?
Aye.
Yeah. If you saw a pigeon, I would say.
So you're
like,
going to get shit on, you'd be like, oh, here's some bread, pal.
Yeah, we feed the birds quite often, but also, like, we have lots of hedgehogs. So I'd say, like, what you have pigeons, we have hedgehogs, and vice versa. So you have a little bit of hedgehogs.
We've got hedgehogs.
Aye, only a few. They're like,
mate, the hedgehogs were in our fucking advert for like speeding back in the 90s. That's how important hedgehogs are.
They're a back in the day thing.
The world's killing them.
How are we killing
them? They're even more depressed than fucking pigeons.
Oh no, hedgehogs can roll their body up to sleep, man. Like that's.
And
can you roll your body up to sleep? You got spikes in your back. Hedgehogs are fucking the best animal.
Aye, but they're very killable.
Ah, true. They're soft belly and all that.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, for as spiky as they are, they still die pretty quickly, I think.
Right.
Cats eat them and shit. But like, so we've got lots of hedgehogs. You guys have lots of pigeons. But we both have both, but that's that ratio.
So if we took a pigeon and a hedgehog and put it into Costa Rica, do you think they'd go mental?
Costa Rica have monkeys. Costa Rica's my next dream.
Could you bring
holiday.
Them together? Not naturally, but could you like fucking
make them? You ever seen those videos online where like, the badger and the fox? The wee friends, the badger and the fox come out of the tunnel and they're like, one comes out before the other and it waits for it, and then as soon as it goes next, they start running, and you're like, that's fucking.
Is that you thinking of the animals of Farthingwood?
No, genuinely.
Have you ever watched the video on YouTube which is all the deaths and animals of Farthingwood?
No, I don't even know what animals of Farthingwood
is. Do you remember that? It was a cartoon that was on
CBC. Yeah, and it had like really wholesome.
Did you have animals of Farthingwood?
I think.
Is that like Watership Down?
Pretty much like a TV. See, but it was on like kids' TV.
I had a VHS of it, but I only had one, and it was like the first of an episode of a series.
It's still enough to see at least 8 animals die. That's horribly.
Fucking, yeah.
It was really, it was weird, like, you know those little toys that. Schlur toys. Like little horses and shit, they're like quite accurate.
You were doing well, you've lost me.
They're like, oh, they're, so
did you just make up a word?
Schlur is a non-alcoholic drink, is it not?
That's Rick and Morty levels, isn't it? Just this big fucking green blob coming downstairs.
People with kids will know that these animal toys that are real realistic.
Is that our demographic now?
Yeah, we're old kids. Hey,
welcome to the People with Kids podcast.
From three guys of no kids. they're just, it's a weirdly wholesome, like accurate program, but it's animated. It was just a bit boring.
What was the point you were trying to make?
I wasn't trying to make a point.
All right.
Who was trying to make a point?
I don't know.
I don't know. I stopped listening.
I think you talked about.
I was talking about animals of Farthingwood. Yeah.
Animals. I genuinely can't remember. I remember Watership Down, which was fucking creepy, man.
Animals of Farthingwood had. In fact, I think I remembered this wrong because I was talking about this quite recently. I thought there was a death in it where, like, a family of hedgehogs were like, come on, son, you can make it across the road. And it got...
They always had, like...
Ripped by a motor.
These cartoons always had, like, plighty old man voices as well, didn't they?
It was a dad. I think it was, like, a married couple of hedgehogs. And the wife was like, come on, we're nearly there.
But it was never anybody our age. Like, say that it was a baby hedgehog, right? And
yeah, there was
and
never, like, somebody...
There were three. It was always somebody, like, in their 60s.
Yeah.
Come on, son. Now, you're like, how the fuck's that so old, still having babies?
I'm not an expert in the TV show Peppa Pig, but I don't think there'll be a character in Peppa Pig that's just, like, a guy in his 30s that thinks he has ADHD.
Who is it? Somebody's dad does Peppa Pig. They're, like, a famous singer.
Peppa Pig.
Is it Becky Hill? No.
Nah, someone.
Someone? No, some fucking. Someone with kids out there will know the answer to this.
Not Halsey. Someone.
Oh, Halsey, man. She's tremendous, isn't she? Like, what? She's just like, she's like a singer talent. And a person.
Oh, right. I thought you were getting CD.
And she's got ADHD.
Were you getting CD? And then you, like, worked your way out?
Ah, of course.
Well, well done.
It was good, wasn't it? And she's got great lyrics in her songs.
Right. Next.
It's like roll call. Like, all right, next topic.
Next up, I think we
got any trouble, by the way, from not providing any topics because I am a depressed mess, and you're like, we can't just talk about you being a depressed mess.
We can talk about you being a depressed mess.
Not yet, we can.
See, we need topics.
Yeah, exactly. I think
But I
was trying to come up with ways to stop the depression. And it was like, oh, that's a shit idea. He's like,
Shane's fucking two ideas to stop the depression. Well, you should do roller derby. Join an AFL team.
You should just be my life, James. You should just be me. Well, Shane.
I'm not depressed, so maybe you can learn.
James, have you ever went for family wees?
Mate, honestly, if there's anyone you should give a spare key to, it's me. Because I'm doing nothing. Nice. You locked out at 3 in the morning? Nay, bother.
I'll be there, buddy.
I'm outside your house anyway.
Passing.
I'm actually in the spare room. I'm just being really quiet. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm just downstairs, mate. I'll let you in.
Spare room.
What's that?
Does anyone know how to lay a carpet that listens to this podcast?
Oh, does anyone know how to lay a carpet for free?
We must have fucking carpet layers.
Oh, aye, fuck's sake, come on. People coming from Canada and Liverpool for a live show, surely something can help us with a carpet. What other topics have we got, my handsome friend? Can we just comment on the fact that since the podcast ended, I mean, you've got in tremendous shape and look the best you've ever looked as well.
Probably still.
Yeah, you're an adult now. You're running 10Ks and shit like that.
I mean, you fucking deadlift. Like, see one time when we were out and he was wearing shorts, it the wee muscly thing. See the wee thing you have, and it's a wee bit.
You just started deadlifting shit. Like, see that chair, I can deadlift that. One day we were out and I just was deadlifting.
I need to be taught how to deadlift. If anybody wants to come to JD Gyms Southside and teach me how to deadlift, please.
You know what? I can tell a story I'm not comfortable telling, but I can tell it.
Oh, I would love you to tell a story.
We're only at the 38 minutes mark and I feel like we're really struggling. So
I feel like we're just getting into the groove.
We're just new to this, man.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we all brushed over the fact that we occasionally do the drug chat. I think at one stage we should talk about drugs.
Oh, no, there's some good. Do you know what? There's some good seeds being planted.
Yeah, right.
In Colombia. Some good seeds being planted. We will tell a lot of stuff in due course.
There was a day last year when I was sitting in my flat wearing shorts and I seen a quad muscle and was like, whoa.
That's a great story, bro.
Do you know how uncomfortable that makes him even say?
I hate it. You know? I hate it so much.
Did you then start like tensing it and stuff?
In front of him,
just walk by these legs normally and I'm going,
that thing that bodybuilders do when they like that flop it round and then they tense it and it goes from like big floppy.
I went on Instagram, #fixable.
I'd like to stay at that stage. I'm still at least 3 stone overweight. I've still got a belly, so don't worry. But that day when I seen that quad muscle and I said that PT Ian is still a character in this podcast, and I had to go to him the next week and tell him the story of how I seen my quad muscle, and then I kind of stroked it a wee bit.
So where is it
stroked
now?
What?
My quad muscle.
Oh, right. It's
quite close to my penis, but it's, well,
I just thought you were really enthusiastic about your new
but I was just quad. I was like finding a lump.
How's your
where
quad
I was
muscles?
A bit like, whoa, what the fuck's that?
He was. Do you remember he was all quad muscles?
Aye.
Yeah. He was.
Who, me?
Had somebody on this podcast before who just upset. I can't remember who it was now. But they just obsessed over his legs.
Whose legs?
Man. Vegan burger. Danny.
Oh, Danny. He was. He loved you.
Is he alive still?
He does breathing workshops in like parks now. Like overnights and stuff, it just looks like the most purest form of living.
Does he still do vegan food?
He just does PowerPoint presentations on your legs.
People are like, why did I sign up for this course?
Why did you shut down your vegan restaurant, man?
That's why I've got that one quad muscle. I went to the Shane's legs course and I have one quad muscle.
I really liked him.
Oh no, he's class. But do you think that if anyone's listening to us right now, do you think they're rubbing their legs a wee bit to see if they've got any?
I think everyone should occasionally.
I'm trying to figure out if I've got some.
You'll have some. You're never out.
I don't do leg stuff.
You should take your trousers off, and we'll just see.
Do you want me to take my boxers
off? Let's all take our trousers off.
The funny thing is, we record in a room that's like
as we're in a student union,
and it's like it's like some form of kid party. Well, like, honestly,
literally
like
four boys just walked in here with all like school ties.
Half nine on a Wednesday. There's a full bar watching football. There's a Kaylee happening above our heads that we can probably hear right now.
Yeah,
let's all take our trousers off.
That's the name of the podcast. Let's all take our trousers off.
Speaking of trousers,
good segue.
I still need to go back to Slater's and take my trousers back.
We're not getting a fucking sponsorship deal off these guys.
No. I had to buy a suit for the first time in at least 10 years the other week.
Why'd you buy a suit?
I was going to cunt. I was going to...
Right, you can't be like, I had to buy a suit, no big deal.
I was going to a funeral, someone had died.
Lies.
And, no, they hadn't, you prick.
I went to a funeral, someone had died, and I had to go to Slater's. And I just said to the guy, like, I've told the story before about how when I went into Levi's and was like, I don't know how to buy jeans, dress me, please. And they'd done a really good job. So I went into Slater's and was like, I don't know how to buy a suit, dress me, please.
I don't know how to buy trousers.
So this guy, like, measured me up. And then gave, like, done the jacket was fine, and then the trousers, I was like, these feel kind of big, and they were, like, literally up to my chest, and I was like, mate, these are massive, and he's going, no, that's how they sit.
And I was
like,
now.
And I'm going, but they, like, they're here, and he's going, no, that's the fit, like, so I was like, cool, like, you are the suit guy, like, why should I doubt the suit man? And then when I put the suit on and went to that funeral, I walked for 5 yards and my trousers fell down.
It was a next year funeral, though.
It was a funeral.
Who died?
Steve.
Who's Steve?
He's dead now.
You want to talk about it?
Nah, it's the reason James is depressed.
It wasn't. He never went to a funeral. He got an award for something.
Did you get an award?
Yeah.
What did you get the award for?
It was in memory of Steve.
Steve's not dead.
What was the award for? Stop dancing around the fact that you
his
did a good
thing.
His
name's not Steve, his name's Rich.
Best quad.
Base squad. Was it a Denny Award?
Denny's he was a mentor or something.
Oh.
He said that there was a bunch of like students that nominated him for being a mentor of the year.
Oh.
But he's proper grown now, Danny.
He fucking hates this.
He's grown up, man. He's grown up a lot.
Oh, can you mentor me? How do you mentor a kid? Fucking like,
owns a flat. He's getting mentor awards. He's like
quads everywhere.
People that look up to him. He's having meetings with people we used to work with. He's like fucking. Psh, this guy.
They brought me donuts.
Buying suits.
Yeah.
Buying suits.
And I can't even get fucking carpet.
But the thing
that we genuinely, James was talking at the start before he started. He's like, can you plant grass inside?
Plants, that's a transition.
Plants. Hey. You know, when I was staying at yours at the weekend, that wee plant that you had.
Plant is dead.
But that looked like it was regrowing. Is that a perennial?
The one in the bathroom. The one in the bathroom.
No, the one that you Venus flytrap.
So how the fuck do you know the word perennial and what does it mean?
Perennial means that it comes back to life.
So that was.
Well, in the context of plants, perennial just kind of means it always happening.
This is the weirdest thing in the world because I never thought I'd be talking on this podcast about plants.
Well, we've spoken about plants in this podcast
before. Fun ones that eat shit, not like perennials and fucking pittosporums, negapanthuses and shit.
Just shut up.
Planty got put in the bin this morning.
Oh man,
that was the death of a podcast icon.
And did you wear the massive trousers?
That was what I bought this suit for the funeral. Yeah.
You called it Steve.
I complained to that Slater's about that, and then they were like, oh, you need to come in and ask for the manager, and now I just think that the manager will want to kick fuck out of me, so I don't
it's quite threatening, isn't it? You'd be like expecting a wee email voucher or something. They're like, I think I'll come today, in and speak to John
today was
20, Big John will sort you out.
I was at 21 days of the 28 day return policy as of today, so I'd really need to take that suit back.
So by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be like 4 years after that.
Yous will be buying a suit for my funeral because the manager Slater's will like kick fuck out me.
I got a kilt from Slater's, and there's a really cool guy, right, that you either get an idiot or some mad alpha dude, or you get this really nice guy. But there's only one nice guy, and there's about seven shit guys, and there's 12 little kids that are, you don't want to get a kilt from a little kid because that's weird. You're like, don't tell me about kilts, young man.
Lots of people up there with knowledge of kilts.
Yeah, but they're all like, it's like them trying to sell you. You want someone that's kind of like cool, but your friend. You don't want to, or a really old guy, but you don't want a dude that's like jacked off his fucking nut. He's about 7'3" and he's like, "You want a kilt? Yeah, you look good in a kilt."
You've got
a kilt.
Oddly specific need for someone to give you a kilt. Like, see if someone's like 7 foot and they're offering me a kilt, I'm like, cool, man.
No, but you're buying it. And there's like
would you rather buy a kilt off a guy who's 7 foot and looks apart, or a guy who's 14 but has a sign that says, I am a kilt salesman?
I'd rather go for a 14. I'm the novelty of it. I'm like, mate, what do you think? You know, the 14-year-old, give him a chance.
We can't trust these experts now, as we've learnt from my harrowing encounter at Slater's.
Exactly.
You know, I think that you could be the start of his story.
That award smashed because my trousers fell down and I had to grab it and pick them up.
Fucking won't shut up about this award now.
Yeah, you won a fucking award.
My life's so together.
Look at me. Perfect example of myself.
How comfy is my carpet?
Oh, it's very comfy.
Is that the carpet that my dog
painted? Actually, when I came back from Queen's Park and I was quite drunk, I just lay in your carpet because the sun was like just nicely put there. I was just like, yep. Then I was trying to cancel my plans for the night and no one would let me cancel my plans because I was like, this is just a nice wee end to my afternoon.
I'm just going to lie on the carpet.
Just going to lay in the floor in someone else's flat. Life's great.
Shut the fuck up.
So yeah, I felt quite kind of sad when I binned Planty this morning because... do you remember like there was like a full episode about me getting that plant?
Yeah, mate.
And naming it.
Well, you were going to get a rabbit, but the rabbit shed everywhere.
I think so.
Did you get the rabbit or did you take the rabbit back?
No, the rabbit's in there.
Have you still got the rabbit?
The rabbit was called Steve. He's just passed away. I was at his funeral the other
day. Have you still got the rabbit?
He's got the rabbit cage
anyway. That's where I slept at the weekend.
Did you not buy a rabbit?
No. I think that was all the basis of it.
Then it's shat and piss.
The man told me that it would pee places.
Maybe he wanted that rabbit. Have you thought about that? That he was just like, oh, you don't want this one. It shits and pisses everywhere. But that was actually his favourite rabbit.
The guy done me a favour. I didn't want a rabbit. So I got a plant.
So are you going to do a bit of soot?
I need to go back to Slater's. I'll probably go back this weekend and take it back. I'll ask for the manager.
Do you want one of us to go with you?
No, I'm seeing this through myself.
Oh, fucking hell.
Because it's bad, sir. Like, it's not a good
thing. Have a coffee
thing
first, though.
Because we are doing another podcast on Saturday, and that could be a great starting point.
Oh, aye, so we are.
Slater's story.
I would need to drive in, because I'd need to... fuck getting transport, pulling a Slater suit.
You can't do that.
You've heard about these guys. But when I binned that plant, it felt like I was, like, getting rid of it.
Oh, can we sneak drinking on Saturdays?
There was, commitment playing, probably. Aye, so it'll be quiet enough. We can start soon. I just don't want to immediately start.
Yeah. We're far, like, the inhibitions are not escaping us.
Oh, no, mine's tough.
Once James Gaines fixed, then we can look into moving the next level.
Normalise it and stuff. You're circumcised, aren't you?
This is at least the fourth time we've asked him this in this podcast.
I know, but it's been a few years. You are, aren't you?
I find myself, as I get older, in more and more conversations about the state of my penis. And it turns out everyone loves a circumcised penis.
Just ask him.
Aye, but like, it's just a weird thing that...
Do you still get the dribble?
No.
When I asked him this the last time, this is the exact conversation we had.
On
because we were talking about the last bit of pee.
Aye.
Because we're in a wee bit more... dribbles out on
but I don't think it's because of the hood. I think it's just in there.
We've just accidentally steeped into the best of podcast again here.
There we go.
It's the last bit of pee.
Remember, last week, someone said...
This is why we need topics.
Last week, someone said, oh, we're not going to do...
Do you shave?
What?
Look at his beard.
I'll trim it down like...
Do you keep a little bit of grass in the park?
Yeah, because otherwise you get like ingrown hairs and it's like... I'm a hairy dude. I think I'm the hairiest dude you know.
So, no dribble?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, we've had this conversation before.
Just asking, man. Sometimes you dribble and I'm like, I don't think the circumcision would make any difference. I'll try it and then I'll glue it back on.
I've only ever had one penis, so I don't really know what...
Do you think you would trade it in?
For a better one?
Yeah, just for an experimental one.
Do I have to keep the other one forever?
See if you got the option, right? And you had to keep it for a year, right? A year. And someone like that walked up to you and it was like, you know how you see those shit TikToks in the street and it's like, do you want what's in the mystery bag? See if somebody offered you a mystery penis out in the street and it just immediately went on, would you take it?
It's only
for a year. It could be the biggest penis you've ever seen.
I don't think I want the biggest penis I've ever seen.
Okay, it could be like a third better than what you've got.
I don't know if I... like, unless the penis was
really
good.
You have no sense of adventure.
I enjoy my penis as it is. You know what I mean? Like, it does its job. It goes all right.
Young guy out there trying to get viral on TikTok by getting people to swap their penises.
I just shit all over his plan.
Anything that gets rid of that fucking little dribbly bit on your boxers, I'll take.
Oh, aye.
Why don't you just get a new penis?
No,
you can't. This is just
hypothetical. You can get circumcised, though.
It's not going to get rid of it. I think it's just, you need to sit there and you need to wait, and then you push it out and it doesn't come out, and then as soon as you like fucking zip up your trousers and put your boxers up, it's like, hello. That's what it sounds like.
That sounds pretty upsetting. Yeah. Would you swap?
You have quite a jovial sounding penis.
it's got some.
I thought your penis would sound depressed as well.
Nah, this penis would be a happy penis, I reckon. Would you swap your penis?
If it was in those circumstances, I might just do it for a laugh.
For a year?
For a laugh?
I would do it if it was a
micro penis, then you just need to hide it for a year.
But what if it looks like a hammer?
If it's a hammer, then like you.
It's a laugh. Aye, it's just a laugh. Well,
it's a laugh for like 10 days.
No, it's a laugh. It's a laugh for a year. Like, just say you got in a relationship or something, and they're like right into your hammer penis, and then like midnight strikes the 31st of December that year, and it just goes back to normal, and they're like, the fuck happened there?
A claw hammer or a ball hammer?
One of those toffee hammers.
But what if, like, what if you meet this person, right, and they're awesome, they're like, you know, they're the one, and you're fucking into each other, and this.
Oh, you would have to tell them the truth. And if it's been all over TikTok, although the guy should sign a waiver that says he can't use it for 12 months. Like, as a TikTok.
I don't think they're going to put the penis on TikTok, though, are they?
I don't know, but they'll put you on, and then if somebody's
watching TikTok.
TikTok's everywhere. You can't help but watch it.
I can't. I honestly can't.
I watch it like an adult on Instagram. Like,
oh, yeah. I deactivated my Instagram the day. How long would that last? About 12 hours. That's usually what happens in it.
I tried making a TikTok, and it was the most complicated thing I've ever tried to do. It was easier to make it in Premiere Pro.
Most people make their TikToks in Premiere Pro, and then
do they?
Well, no. Adults do. Adults do.
Boring cunts. They know it exists.
And I'll die in this hell, right?
Welcome to comms.
See, content creators, 90% of content creators that make reels or TikToks, and they do it all on their phone. You spend 5 minutes with that fucking footage on Premiere Pro, you can make it look 50% better. I believe that.
But folk don't want that. I made a video last year.
See some of the transitions, man. I'm like, what the fuck?
But
are you
that
doing?
Is that not part of the allure?
Some of the charm, aye, but not my charm.
TikTok will not be the one in 2 years' time
because America hates China.
But I think there'll be another new cool thing, and it will be like, oh, by the way, guys, we really like 2 hour videos now. Jokes, you guys are making minute long ones. Aye, fucking
idiots. That'll be true. And
actually, like, see YouTube. This has gone real fucking.
YouTube's perennial. It's perennial.
I don't know what that means. Is that a fucking plant chair?
Always there, mate.
No, but YouTube. YouTube is actually focusing more on long form content. Fuck, this is.
You're talking about YouTube on shorts?
We just put that snippet on LinkedIn now.
Oi, listen, you want to fucking educate yourself. If you don't want to swap your penis, but you want to learn about content creation, this is your section.
I said I would.
No, I'm just telling people if they're not bothered about the penis chat a minute ago.
I'm just saying, sorry. Mm. I thought you were saying, I'll swap my dong, don't worry. I'll swap it for a long form YouTube video now that I know what it's in future.
How long will that last? It might not be the same in 2 years. So.
That's an ever evolving process. So.
Yeah.
I just think. I like my penis, and see if you had. So go back.
We're going back to that.
Thought I would say this, but let's talk about penises.
So we're going back to the penis stuff. So you meet someone and you're like, "Fucking, I'm into you." And then, so you got. Are you telling them, "Here's what happened"?
Depends, man. You're having a wee bit of fun first, and then about a month in.
You can't hide your penis for a month if you're into each other.
No, I know, but are you having fun for the month, and then you're saying, "Listen. If this is going to go the long haul, this is what it's going to be like in 11 months' time."
But what if your penis looks like a cactus and it's all funny and small and...
Mate, you take the chance.
I know.
There's going to be... It's like... Well, you ever watch Harry Potter and it's the Bertie Bott's every flavour beans? This guy's given every flavour penis out there.
I've missed it.
I mean, you're like, see the wee fucking dummy suckers you get at the carnival, it's just candy, but it's like a dummy. One of them could be that.
I've missed it.
You're just
walking around
with a sticky fucking dummy penis for the rest of
How have we gone from hammers to a mystery bag? What have I missed here?
Hammer was the penis. Like, basically, you walk down the street and a guy goes, "Do you want a mystery penis for 12 months?" And you're like, fuck it, I'll take the chance.
Right, okay. Aye, yeah.
It's different, but it could happen.
Yeah.
Mm. Fuck it, I'll take the penis as well.
No, you've dumped it down.
I don't want to be the only one not taking the penis. I want to be like Captain Square over here, just keeping my normal penis for a year. I want to be like you guys if you're possibly abnormal unworking penises.
I'll put some penis descriptions in a hat and then you take it and see what you get.
Do that. We need features.
Last week we said we won't make any dirty talk and now we're like, we need features.
Mate, did you not just hear that fucking YouTube TikTok stuff?
That was push. Yeah. Can we get rid of that?
We need to educate people, don't we? Can't we? Fucking, you know, just all about penises and TikToks.
On the topic of features, I thought we started something last week that we could just keep doing as a regular thing. The Rachel Roundup. If we get any Rachel Roundup news.
Rachel's moving.
We know she's going back to Ireland.
She's moving back in June. I've not spoken to her this week.
But she's moving back to Ireland. Is this
actually, she did message. I don't know, did she message and say she was having a night out on the 2nd of July?
She didn't message me.
When was it that she messaged me?
I don't know why you're asking everyone else. She obviously messaged
you. You are listening to Rachel Roundup.
She messaged me on...
Roundup on Drunk Therapy. We'll continue shortly.
The 10th of May. When was the 10th of May? That was a few weeks ago, actually. Well, when was the 10th of May, actually?
It was a week ago.
Oh, she messaged me on the Thursday last week saying, I'm going to be in Glasgow the week of 3rd of July just to finish up my job, so hopefully you can meet you and Shane for a beer then.
There you go. And that was the Rachel Roundup.
The Rachel Roundup.
That's my birthday week as well, so...
We can get that sponsored. How old are you turning?
I am turning 37. And do you know what? See, for the 37 years I've accrued in this earth, it's got a lot to show for it.
But as you get older, you want more mature gifts for birthdays and Christmases and all that stuff. So if they can give, like, James a carpet, please...
Shane's covered the plates.
Mate, this is going to sound fucking... I hate this chat, but I bought plates the other day, right? Have you guys heard of Denby plates?
Oh, aye, big thing in the plate world.
Mate, you joke.
Oh, no, actually, Denby, I have heard of Denby, D-E-N-B-Y.
Yeah.
I've heard of them, but not as plates, they do stuff. They do lots of stuff.
Plates?
They're plates, mate.
Not just plates.
They're like the fucking Rolex of the plate world, and we fucking bought a set.
There's
like
a whole thing about Rolex, so that you can't buy them.
Aye, we can't buy... DMB plates unless you're an idiot.
That night, Shane, this is worse than the YouTube stuff. They do. Salvage this.
They do a lot of plates.
No, they do a lot of plates, but the thing is, it was just one of those fuck off. We can say things that have happened in our life thinking, oh, that's not
clever. I'm fascinated by the plate chat.
I'm giving them the chance to sell this story.
No, I'm not saying that the plate chat is good. I'm just saying, like, that's one of those things that, like, that's a sign that you're getting fucking old when you're buying fucking plates.
Yes.
Yeah, but all right.
No, I think that's a sign.
Is that it?
You just agree.
I think that's a sign that you're hungry.
That's just
why would you eat a plate?
No, but you need to eat off something.
You don't need Denby plates. You don't need Denby. You couldn't eat these plates. We should buy a Denby plate and challenge you to eat it.
Oh, I will. We'll swap your
penis with a Denby plate.
As long as it comes to a wee guy on TikTok, just handing it. Eat this plate.
Someone out there is going to be like, no, I guarantee someone else that's listening to this will go. My missus made me buy them as well. Because it's not like, guy wants to buy Denby plates.
Well, we are the Wife and Kids podcast.
Yes. thingy embellish upon that, your old people chat.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't know. You're talking about, maybe. But aye, that's the word I'm looking for.
Embellish is what he does with any story. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all of this can now stay in. Go.
That's Daddy's criteria for staying in if you slag Shane.
We need to, as long as
we can tie it in loosely with some form of insult towards the
if
end.
If there's a punchline at the end, it's all worthwhile. So what other old people think?
Well, let me ask you this, right?
Somebody
said to me recently, you don't seem like you're 36, you don't act like an adult, and I don't know. And then he qualified and said, that's a good thing, and then I'm like, I don't know, that's a good thing. But do you guys feel your age? And yes. The sense of what you did and perceived growing
100%.
Up?
100%, purely because, remember, I shared this with you when I typed it up, and I never finished it. Remember I started typing up a document where I was like typing out my 20s?
Uh-huh.
I think it was for the purpose of this podcast.
It was.
We were going to do a thing where I read out, like, just a bit.
Well, we were all going to go fucked up moments from our 20s, yeah. which we could still do.
I was sharing...
Give Shane a few weeks to write something that he's never happened to.
I was sharing quotes of that from, like, a couple of younger people in my work earlier today, and it was, like, a proper... I used to be... a proper idiot, and now I'm not. And I don't miss being an idiot, but I do miss being an idiot.
I find
it's no fun, mate.
I find life gets more and more heading that way, but I still feel like an idiot.
You seem to rally against it, because every time like you message me, it's either, oh, me and my dog going surfing down in thingy, or it's going on a whiskey tour, bro, with the guys.
Family,
it's
like, going for family peace.
I don't message when I do that.
I don't know how to establish, and this might be too serious and no funny, but I just don't know how to establish my age versus where I am in life. And I think that you can get bogged down on looking at other people and going, right, they've got... Their aspirations were, right, I wanted this type of car, and DMB I wanted to look DMB plates. It might be that may be your fucking Rolls Royce right there. I want that, and I want to be in the house, and I want to have kids, blah blah blah. But that technically isn't every single person's aspirations or journey. And I use the journey thing loosely, because I think that's a different form. You turn around and you go, oh, everyone's on their own journey, man. But I don't know of where I am. Well, I do know where I am right now. Almost 37 isn't exactly where I want to be. But I don't know if there is somewhere else where I would have wanted to be at this age. You know, I don't particularly ever seek a certain car or seek to live in a certain house or anything. I don't know. I'm just try to spin a fucking plate in my head and figure out what I want.
What type of plate is it?
It is a DMB plate.
Nah, you wouldn't be spinning a DMB plate. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm driving at?
I get what you mean, yes. I'm now firmly comfortable in the thought process that I just want to see as much of the world as possible before I die.
Right, that's a good thing, you know what I mean? But you don't need a big fancy car, big fancy house, two kids, wife, and
so
all
long
that.
As I'm going to be in wee trips, that's what I'll use my
spare money
for.
See, when someone said
to
me, you don't seem like an adult, and I was sitting thinking, I was going, what the fuck? Like, that probably played in my mind a wee bit. I'm like, what the fuck am I meant to seem like? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, though. There's like a certain age where, like,
I still think the world's a wee bit of a playground, and we should be fucking on the roundabout or the swings or the fucking seesaw as much as we can.
Well, that's what I really like my life. My life, I think, is quite delightful. I'm quite happy with it.
Apart from your plates, obviously.
Apart from the plates. But I hate that I can't spend all my money on the piss at Malone's. It's now I'm thinking about...
Well, you're probably
going to
spend
a bit more of your time
in the piss and Malone's in the next few months, mate.
We need to get more floor... We need to get new floors. It's just... Someone needs some carpet. But you know what I mean? It's just fucking... Just the stuff that you have to get is all of a sudden far less fun.
Do you know it's...
Like, DMB fucking plates. I fucking hate DMB fucking plates. They cost fucking hundreds. And you're like, why are we not going to fucking IKEA and getting those ones?
I hate the fact that I had to get a loan last year to get a new, and I didn't need to. Need is not the word here. I got a loan because I wanted a new bathroom, and I don't think anything of this money that comes out every month for this loan that I didn't need for this bathroom that wasn't
an
urgent
thing.
But it is a nice bathroom because that was what I wanted. But
what do you did granny money?
What that bought the flat.
Ah, fair enough.
That bought the flat and then the loan done. Certain other bits and pieces to get it up to speed a wee bit, but I'm now at the stage where I'm happy to do all that stuff. I like my flat, I like my job, my life's all right. And if I what I'll use when I save up money is go on trips, and I'll go to thingy. And because if someone turned around tomorrow and went, you're going to die at 6 o'clock. I'd kind of be all right. Like, there's nothing where I'm like, oh, I'd like to live longer, but there's nothing where it's like, no, I didn't
get that. I've accepted death.
I'm glad that we've found the age old like fucking drunk therapy.
We've
like
done
thing.
Like
I'm just kidding. Someone being extremely depressed and like shoehorning it in everywhere.
Oh, no, I'm 100% like anyone that will listen to this podcast in the ensuing weeks and months, the existential crises that I'll fucking run through will be many and vast.
We fucked this in the sense that the podcast sandwich is supposed to be silly, serious, silly, whereas this has just been silly, silly, fucking nonsense about YouTube algorithms and
penises,
all that stuff. Then folk have switched this off 20 minutes ago before it's got to like the good serious bit.
I don't think they would have. I think that if anything, people switch off during the podcast and come back in. Remember, it's an hour of their time that they're just giving up anyway to listen to something. So if you're still listening, we appreciate you. Look how many seeds we planted. And we've killed a plant.
Killed a plant.
Killed a plant.
I really feel not sad about it.
And if you meet us,
So no one else gave a shit about your plant. I don't know if you think we did. But
what
we
was weird about it was the fact that I'd had that plant for like 5 years and we talked about it in the podcast and stuff.
The cat died of natural causes because Danny took it to the place and got it killed.
There's something very dismissive about death, like even that cat thing, which is only probably the last podcast, even though it was a year and a half ago, it would have been the last one we put out. But there's something like that plant where I was like, this plant's fucked, it's done, it's dead. And then all you do is just go, bin. And it feels like there should be more to it, but you don't, you just go, bin. And that is like life itself. You just get fucked in the bin, and then within a couple of days, everyone's like, "Eh,
what funerals are you getting?"
On we go.
Well, we were up in
Steve's. Brecon. That was at Steve's the other week.
We were in Brecon a couple of weeks ago, and like I was.
Where's
like,
fucking Brecon?
It's fucking like about 50 miles or 60 miles away from Aberdeen, and we had about an hour to kill, so we walked around trying to find a cathedral, and a young nice man who was definitely
even that's a 30 sentence in itself, isn't it?
I know
went to found an art gallery.
Remember that woman who was talking about her dog? Oh, she hates men. And then we made that into a catchphrase. It was funny for about a day.
We'll bring it back.
She hates men. But we were looking at gravestones, right, and I was going through like fucking like what I'm going through just now anyway, and I'll tell people, but I just looked at a gravestone, and I don't know if I turned round to you, mate, or vocalised this to you, but I just looked at a gravestone and went, this cunt died in 1845 or whatever it was, and I was like, and nobody gives a fuck about a single decision that man ever made. It does nae matter, like what you're saying, throwing him in a bin, no matter what you do in your life, no one's going to remember it in 50 years unless you're getting taught about it in like history and you're a famous iconic person.
Step up, Gandhi, Shane.
What if you invent the next iPad?
I won't. Why not? I don't want to.
Why not? How do you know?
I'm gonna be fucked.
What if you?
I don't want to change the world like that.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, but like you can, people can still change the world, and you can be remembered.
What I mean is, you shouldn't be afraid to make a decision or change your life in any way, because at the end of the day, it's yours, and that's all that's ever going to matter inside your head. And when you die, that's all that's ever going to matter. And then when you're 10 years dead, most people aren't going to give a fuck about the decisions you made.
The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself.
Fuck you.
I think I got that from the sunscreen song.
I don't think that's in the sunscreen song.
Is it not?
Is it?
Don't know. I just feel it was like a nice point to end that one.
Aye, why not, eh?
That was Drunk Therapy. If you enjoyed this podcast, go listen to some of the other ones. The old you would have. If you're on socials, like us there as well. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @Drunk Therapy. It's something weird on Twitter, which I can't remember right now.